This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States is denying an Iranian report about a prisoner swap with the U.S. in exchange for billions of dollars. Iranian state television said on Sunday Tehran would free four Americans accused of spying in a trade for four Iranians held in the U.S. and the release of $7 billion in frozen oil funds blocked under United States sanctions. Washington denies that any agreement has been reached. Tehran has been holding recent talks with world powers, trying to revive the 2015 nuclear accord, and has been looking for sanctions relief, claiming some $20 billion of its oil revenue has been frozen in countries like South Korea, Iraq, and China. Fighting between Afghan government forces and the Taliban has left more than 100 insurgents dead in the past 24 hours, the defense ministry said Sunday. The deadly weekend is happening as the U.S. military handed over a base in southern Afghanistan a day after it formally began withdrawing its remaining troops from the country. Fighting on the ground has continued in recent months without a peace deal as efforts aimed at ending the 20-year conflict have failed. The U.S. military officially began withdrawing its remaining 2,500 troops from the country on Saturday as ordered by President Joe Biden last month. Israel observed a day of mourning Sunday for 45 people crushed to death at a Jewish religious festival with flags lowered to half-staff. At the same time, questions have been raised about accountability for one of the country's worst civilian disasters. In accordance with Jewish tradition, funerals were held with as little delay as possible. Follow us at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.